We've got Caroline that's just joined us. Now, Caroline is from Becalmed. Just move yourself slightly closer to that microphone, Caroline. It won't bite you, I promise. All right. Morning, by the way.
Good morning.
And why am I thinking I've seen some photographs of you? Have you been decorating? Have you been doing some stuff?
Yes, we were decorating Becalmed on Sunday, my brother and I. So yes, I do get more paint on me. It was on Facebook. Yes,
right. I did see that and think, oh, you're messy. Yeah, don't get around.
In my defence, that's done a lot of decorating that top. So
so tell us, you're based in Cowes. What is Becalmed?
Becalmed, we call ourselves a spa therapy centre because we're not just a beauty salon, but we're not your traditional spa where you've got swimming pools and all that kind of thing, but it's more about the treatments, very treatment focused place to work and do treatments.
Okay, so what sort of treatments do you do?
Well, we do the usual sort of beauty treatments of manicure, pedicure, waxing, tinting, all that side of things, but the spa therapy side comes into it, where we do facials, massage, a lot of holistic treatments. We do have a little sauna as well, so people can have a heat experience before their treatment, and we've got like a relaxation lounge, so people can sit in their robes and chill out after their treatment as well. So it's basically a little hideaway for a little while. We always say Cowes is a buzzing high street, and then you just step in to Becalmed, and it is, you just chill. As soon as you walk in the door, you chill out.
Well, that's nice to know. I'm going to say the chill out thing, I like the sound of that. You mentioned a sauna as well. So what sort of sauna have you got?
We've got an infrared sauna. So it's a little bit different to your traditional sauna. People think that it's going to be a really hot room to go into, but infrared works on heating you up, and it's a very healing atmosphere, and it's works with light therapy as well. So we, for instance, if you want to be calmer, you put a blue light on, more uplifting red light. But it's very much about what you need. You look into it and you think, oh, I fancy that today. That's because that's what you need to make
you
feel better.
I was telling Alison about this because I've got one of these at home. And I've had one for the last 6 years.
Do you use it?
It's incredible. I use it in the winter time.
Yeah.
I don't use it during the summer months because if you're outside a lot, like I am, you have those lights and they're there for a reason. Like they brighten up your day.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do things. It's health wise as well. It's good for your health.
Oh, definitely. I mean, everyone's had this sort of flu virus that's been going around, and you spend half an hour or so in that sauna and you'll feel much better.
Yeah. I've not had a cold in 5 years. That's how, touch wood, that's how good it is. But so holistic. What's that? What holistic therapy?
Holistic is about, it's not necessarily sitting there floating off somewhere. It's about looking at the person as a whole. So, you know, someone comes in and they say they want a facial, you'd say, well, how are you feeling? It's not just about their skin, it's about how they are in themselves. And it's, so everything's quite prescriptive about them. For instance, like with reflexology, we deal with various health issues. So yeah, it's about relaxation, but it is talking about what a person needs completely, what they need.
So it's about, you know, you can deal with the health issues. You can also deal with, you know, just say for instance, people just want to come in for a facial and make themselves feel better about themselves. That's what you can do as well. So what's the most common health problem that you deal with?
Stress.
Right.
Stress. And stress can lead to over 70% of disorders people suffer with. So you think people come in with headaches, they're tired, they're not sleeping, joint pain, indigestion, digestive issues, all sorts of things.
Right.
A lot of it is stress related. And if you can just deal with that side of things, then people sleep better, their skin looks better, they feel better in themselves.
Okay, so if I came in and said, look, I'm suffering with stress, it keeps me awake at night, and so what would you recommend?
It depends on what people prefer for treatment. Some people don't want to get undressed, so we might perhaps do reflexology for you. So all you have to do is to take your shoes and socks off, sit back, relax, and I can work on all the points within your feet that relate to stress-related areas within your body. It works on, like you know, that acupuncture, you have pins put in various meridians in the body. Well, I just work through pressure through the feet, and we can relieve stress that way. A very popular treatment, which we include in a lot of our massages anyway, is a head massage. Head massages are really an instant way to get people to relax, and you can sit in a chair and have it done, or you can have it as part of any of our treatments.
Do you know what, a lady did that to me once, going back a few years, and I fell asleep. It was that good. So it does work.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
So, are we, you know, when we come through the door, is it, you know, just say for instance, I wanted a head massage or whatever. What are we talking? A few quid? Are we talking
£25 for an Indian head massage? Yes.
That's quite reasonable.
Yeah. So, and you know, everything's very specific to that person. It's not you're not part of a conveyor belt. It is very individual. Yeah.
So when they come in, they get how long a session would that?
It's a difference between, and this is where some people can be a bit caught out. There's a difference between hands on and your appointment time.
Right.
So we say the hands on bit, where you're actually with your therapist, is 25 minutes, but I'd actually allow 45 minutes for you, because I want you to come in, I want you to relax, have your treatment, and then just take as long as you need to come back out again. I don't want you to feeling like you've got to come out of that room quickly because there's someone else following in. So it's just, and all our treatments, we do that, all our massages and facials, we allow a good 20 minutes extra per person.
Okay.
To allow them to do that.
So massages, do you do the banging of bones and stuff like that? Because what do they call that? That's chiropractic, isn't it?
Chiropractic and osteopath. No, we do sports massage.
Right.
And my daughter works with me, and both Laura and myself are the sports therapists, and we've done sports injuries. A bit like physio. You have a massage, but it can be stretched. We look at injuries, that side of thing.
Yeah.
And then all of our therapists that are massage therapists have been to Surrey for advanced massage training. So they can give any pressure, any technique that you need for your particular problem, yeah.
Excellent. So you're based in Cowes.
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you?
Birmingham Road, so top end of the high street. So if you go past Sainsbury's on your left, keep going across the road and we're there.
Yeah.
So it looks quite small on the outside, but we call it the TARDIS. It goes back a long way, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, something that's always sort of... I've looked at it and thought, wow, they stick pins in people. What's all that about? I mean, that is
acupuncture. Yeah, we don't do acupuncture, no.
You don't do that?
No, we do acupressure.
Acupressure.
The difference is using hand. You don't put pins in. You use pressure points. And again, in all our massages, if you think about the spine, down the spine, there are pressure points. So as well as massaging and relaxing muscles, we'll do pressure points, but we won't use pins.
Now, do you know, I know it works because there's a guy... 30-40 years ago, when I was probably 30 years ago thinking about it, there was a guy that was talking about headaches, and he was talking about, if I rub something on the sole of your feet, I can make your head hurt.
Yeah.
You know, or rub a cheek, something in the cheek, he can do something there, and it makes your teeth ache or whatever, and he started doing it to me, and I thought, crikey, no, that's not right, that's really not nice at all. But it's true, you can do it, can't you?
Yeah, definitely. The body's made and designed to heal itself. And it's just a tapping into that process. And what you're talking about there are the meridians, they call them. They're channels that run through the body alongside the nervous system and your circulatory system. You have the meridians as well. And I always liken it to, with pressure points, is that if you've got a blocked hose pipe, if you hold onto it and hold the pressure back and then let it go, the water will flush it through. And I view that with acupressure, on your feet, I'll hold a point, and you'll feel it pulse, and it might be a little bit sore, and then I let it go, and you feel better. Yeah.
Do you like an introductory kind of thing where you say, if I was to come along and say, right, okay, you assess me and tell me what I need?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of consultation. If someone comes in and they really don't know what the right treatment is for them, we can just sit and have a chat with someone and just sort of talk about what they like and what their needs are, discuss things like that so that they get the right treatment. I would hate to do a treatment on someone and it's the wrong one. It's not about, and they might not, you know, might not need a treatment, and I'm more than happy to say to someone, actually, you need to perhaps go and see someone else.
Okay.
And refer them on to someone else.
You got any aches and pains, or you want to work on something?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
All right, okay. You're just a little bit nervous at the moment, aren't you, about, you know, taking your clothes off, maybe. I can understand that, because I remember going to see someone about 20 years ago, and I remember, you know, I said, oh, can you strip off to your undergarments? And so I did, and now the brightest yellow underwear. I thought, oh, crikey, how bad must this look? So I can understand people feeling a bit
awkward. I think people do feel, and they feel very body conscious. We do have changing rooms, so you can get into a dressing gown, and we leave people in the room, and they put the towel over themselves, and it's all very discreet. You know, you're only exposed the part that you're massaging.
Sure.
But yeah, it is all done very, very discreetly. But people are very body conscious, and they think, you know, I'm overweight, and this therapist must think I'm fat. And to be honest, you're actually thinking about them and their needs and their muscles. You're not really focusing on what's going on over the top.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So you're in Cowes. Have you got a website we can check out?
Yeah, it's becalmedincowes.co.uk. We do Facebook and Twitter quite a lot as well. So, you know, we put a lot of our offers or what we're up to On there, so you got a mention this morning.
So, brilliant. Yeah. So if you're struggling with anything at the moment, maybe you're struggling to buy your wife a present for a birthday. You know, it's ideal. Maybe a treatment. Maybe a
We do a lot with gifts. It's a big side of our business. People come in. Can you do gift vouchers? We do actual like products that are all wrapped up already. It's quite nice that the chaps can just come in and we just take care of them. And then, you know, we can just sort them out of whatever their wife would like, and very personal service again. So whatever they need, whatever price point they want. I think we've got things that start at £10 and go up to whatever people want to spend.
So, excellent. So yeah. Check out that website. The website again is
becalmedincowles.co.uk.
Okay, and you've got an event on Thursday.
Yes, Thursday. We've got a makeup brand we use, which is called MII. It's an organic mineral makeup. It was actually used at the last royal wedding. It was their British company. They were fairly new back then. But we've got one of their makeup artists coming over on Thursday, and so from 2 till 6:30 we have an event running all afternoon and into the evening. We ask people to phone and book a slot. It's like a 30-minute slot, and in that you can have training in makeup, you can have high definition eyebrows done, skin scanning to see what your skin's like, all those sorts of things, trial makeup. You can bring some friends and have some demonstrations done on how to get the latest look. We're giving away goodie bags, so there'll be products to be given away. There'll be 25% off makeup on the day and discounts off of future treatments. All we ask is people phone up and pay a £5 booking fee, which they'll get back on the day, just to make sure they come. There's a glass of wine, nibbles, all sorts. So we've got a few places left.
You're going just for the wine, aren't you?
Might do.
Yeah, okay, so how do we book online?
Just give us a phone call and speak to whoever's in the shop today. Sam and Laura are there today, so yeah.
Okay, excellent. How many people have we got working for you?
We've got 6 at Be Calmed, and we recently, about 18 months ago, opened a nail bar in Cowes as well, and I have 2 lovely ladies working there as well, doing the nail extensions and lash extensions and spray tanning and that
lovely
side of things, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad it's all going well, and I know that your young lad was with us about 18 months ago.
Yes, yeah.
And he's now managed to find himself another job.
Yeah.
And he's doing all right.
He really appreciated coming in. You were really helpful and build his confidence. And now he's got himself an apprenticeship. He's on a traineeship leading
excellent
to an apprenticeship. So, yeah, it's great to see him actually finding his way. It's tough. I think it's really tough out there. A lot of young people are really struggling. And I think, like with my son, he took it very personally. But you had to keep saying, look, it's not just you. There's a lot of people struggling out
sure
there. Because my daughter works with me, she had an easier path, if you like, because she knew she was going to have a job with me. But I don't think people would appreciate Sean doing their waxing. I did say to him, become a sports therapist, but he didn't want to. So
You never know.
But yeah, no, I do feel for a lot of these young ones out there, and it's great that you guys offer apprenticeships and are helping people as well.
Well, that's what it's all about. If you can help, then you should. And you know, you can still run your own business. You can still get on with your own life. And you know, these kids are the future, and you've got to do something for them.
We do offer work experience places for those that are unemployed. They can come and have a few weeks with us, just helping out. And then we do traineeships, and we've got a young lady starting an apprenticeship soon as well. So, you know, yeah, and they're brilliant. They are brilliant. You just got to give them that little support. Sometimes they might start a bit nervous, and I think, like with my son, he just needed someone to give him a chance, really. Yeah. I think
a little bit of guidance, a little bit of help, and you know, send them in the right direction, and they'll be fine.
They're off. Yeah.
Hey, Caroline, lovely to talk to you. Lovely to see you, and I'm glad the business is going well.
Thank
and good
you
luck with
Thank you for having
with
me.
Thursday. No problem at all.
Thank you.